Turn with me, if you would, to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3, verse 19 will be our text, which says, "Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them." The last time we were here in Colossians 3, we looked at verse 18, which says, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord." And now today we're going to look at verse 19. "Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them." Marriage is a picture of the relationship between Christ and His people. That's what marriage is. That's the symbol that the Lord chose to use. The Lord is the one who ordained marriage. And He chose that symbol to describe what the relationship is between Christ and His bride. And it's a beautiful picture because it is a beautiful relationship. It is truly a beautiful relationship. I'm going to quote some scriptures here to you that tell us about this relationship. Just listen to these. Isaiah 54, verse 5 says, "Thy maker is thine husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and thy redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth, shall he be called." That's the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Maker, the scripture says, all things were created by Him. The Lord of hosts, our Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. This is Christ. You remember those, even the devil said, "We know who you are, the Holy One of Israel." Said that to the Lord Jesus Christ. The God of the whole earth, Jesus Christ the Lord. He said, that's who your husband is. So your husband is. Listen to this. Isaiah 62 verse 5 says, "As the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall thy God rejoice over thee." That same emotion of joy that a bridegroom has for his bride. That's the same joy that God has for his people. Jesus Christ, our God, has for his people. In John 3, verse 29, John the Baptist said, "He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy therefore is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease." It's all about Him. It's all about the bridegroom. 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2, Paul said, "I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." In Revelation 21, the angel said, "Come with me, and I will show you the Lamb's wife." And John said, "I saw her coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband." So marriage is the picture that God has chosen to show to us, to declare to us what our union with Christ is. Marriage. We want to know what our union with Christ is. What will life with Christ be like? Marriage is the picture. It is a true union. You think about the union of marriage. It is a true oneness. And it's all because of this right here. Our husband, the great husband, loved his wife, and he was not bitter against her. Honestly, thank God. Our husband, the husband, loved his wife, and he was not bitter against her. Isn't that wonderful? That very thing is what causes the bride of Christ to willingly, very lovingly, submit herself unto him. And I would love to take all the time we took last time to explain what submission is. But hopefully we can remember. It is a loving, it is a willing, loving, happy submission. Our Lord's, the husband's love for his wife, that's what draws her to him. His love gives to her and gives to her and loves her and loves her, and it makes her fall in love with him. That's what it does. It's so much so, she doesn't have any choice in the matter. Her heart cannot help but willingly submit to all of his love and all of his kindness and all of his graciousness. Honestly, just think about your own heart toward Christ. Is that not what draws us to him? The goodness of the Lord brings repentance, leads us to Christ. All of his sacrifice, everything that he has done. We talk about salvation, everything he has done. But daily lives, look at what he does. Just look at what he does and look at what he's promised to do. All of that causes the bride of Christ to fall in love with him, submit to him. People say, people will make this statement all the time. They say marriage is a give and take relationship. Not based on the example of Christ, it's not. His relationship to his bride is a give and give and give and give and give and give relationship. And if we want to learn something about that, that is a happy marriage. That really is a happy marriage. That is the key to a happy marriage. If anybody wants a happy marriage, that's the key to it. That's God's example of a happy marriage. What has Christ given to us, expecting something in return? Let me ask that question again. What has Christ ever given to us, expecting something in return? Usually when things are bad between a husband and a wife, usually when things are bad, one of them is thinking or saying to the other one, you're going to have to give me something here. I do all the giving in this relationship, and you don't give me anything in return. If you don't do for me what I'm doing for you, I'm going to leave you. Thank God Christ has never said that to us. Thank God Christ has never said that to us. With a smile on his countenance and love in his heart, he just keeps giving and giving and giving. What do we have that we have not freely, lovingly, graciously received from him? He just keeps giving and giving. Men, this is the honest truth. Fellas, if we would like to have happy marriages, let's give and keep on giving and keep on giving. And I'm not talking about money. Money doesn't fix anything. I'm talking about heart. I'm talking about love. Talking about affection, attention, give and keep on giving. You say, somebody will say, yeah, but she's a Gomer. She doesn't appreciate it. She just wastes it. She still rejects me anyway. Try God on this. Try God on this. With a loving heart, give kindness and give kindness and give kindness and give kindness. And just see if that doesn't bring her to a very happy, very willing submission to all of that love and to all of that kindness. Just see. Turn with me, if you would, to Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, verse 1 says, "Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love." Walk in love. Walk in love. "As Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor." He said, just respond to the great love that Christ has poured out on us. The great sacrificing love that he has absolutely poured out on us. Just respond to it. As followers of God, as dear children, walk in love. Look at verse 21. Ephesians 5, verse 21 says, "Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." Willingly respect, willingly admire, as unto the Lord. Just think about what we feel in our own hearts concerning our Lord. Respect, admiration. We'll follow him. We will look to him. He said, "Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord." Follow him. Look to him. Verse 23 says, "For the husband is the head of the wife." Okay, now we're getting somewhere. So the husband's in charge, right? Whatever the husband says goes, right? It doesn't matter what she thinks. Doesn't matter what her opinion is. She has to do what the husband says, right? She has to submit to me. Isn't that right? And they ask you this, honestly, would anybody submit to that? Would anybody submit to that? I gave you an illustration of submission last time we were here, of holding a door open for somebody. We all do that all the time. You walk into a restaurant, two doors will get you inside. One person's like, after you. And then that person's so grateful, they say, after you. No, really, after you. Would anybody submit? Lovingly, happily, willingly, would anybody follow that and admire that and respect that? I wouldn't. I wouldn't. That is not the kind of head that Christ is to his bride. That is not the lordship and the leadership that causes her to submit to him. Not one time has the Lord Jesus Christ ever treated his bride that way. Not one time has he ever spoken to his bride that way. This is how he speaks to her. We have it recorded. He says, "I have loved you with an everlasting love, with cords of love have I drawn you." demand, command? Love. My desire is that you might be with me everywhere that I am. I want you to be everywhere that I am. I will never leave you. I'll never leave you. All that I have, I give to you. All that I have, I give to you. Think about this. Think about this. Knowing what we know of ourselves, honestly, get honest just for a minute here. Knowing what we know of these sinful, wicked, rebellious selves, knowing what we know of ourselves, don't you think it'd be a good idea if he would make us sign a prenup? Really? Would you blame him for that? This is what he said. All that I have, I freely give it to you. All that I have. He said, when you're scared, I'll protect you. When you're in need, I'll provide for you. When you're sad, I'll sit right beside you and I'll hold your hand. He said, you have ravished my heart and I want to live with you forever. Ladies, would you have any problem submitting to that? Submitting to love, true love, an all-sacrificing outpour of abundant love. When he is saying, this is what he's saying, I'll do without everything. I'll give up everything so you can have it all. All that my Father has given to me, all that my Father has passed down to me, that came from my dad to me, I freely give it all to you. Would you have any problem submitting to that? Verse 23 says, for the husband is the head of the wife. And I want to show you two little words. I don't know if we've ever really paid attention to these. But oh, how greatly important these two little words are. Even as. The husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. As the husband is the head, here's his condition. As Christ is the head of the church. He's the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto him, this is the condition of submission. As the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives. Even as, those two words, Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Men, honestly, do we want to know and experience a happy marriage, happy marriages? Let's do whatever we would do for ourselves and more for our wives. He said, that's how men ought to love their wives, as they love their own bodies. As they love their own bodies. He said, he that loves his wife loves himself. And the reason is because they really have been made to be one. They really are one. One body, one flesh. Verse 29 says, for no man ever yet hated his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord the church. That's exactly what the Lord did for the church. He nourished it. He cherished it. Verse 30 says, "For we are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones." Do we know why, when our Lord died on the cross, not one bone in His body was broken? Do we know why? It was prophesied that not one bone in His body was broken. And that soldier came up and was going to break the leg. He broke the other legs on the right and left. He was going to break the leg to just make sure that he was dead. And he looked and he said, "He's dead." So instead of doing that, he ran a spear into his side. Do we know why not one bone in His body was broken? It's because He was broken for His bones. That's the whole reason why. This is what He said. "You can press thorns into My head. You can spit in My face, punch, beat, curse My face. You can have My face. You can strike and slash and whip and just rip to shreds My back. You can run nails through My hands, nails through My feet. You can run a spear in My side, but you're not touching My bones. You're not touching My bones. We have been made to be bone of His bone." The whole point of Him hanging on that cross was so that He could be broken instead of His bones. Verse 31 says, "For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." Do we need any more than the picture of Christ and His bride to have a willing desire to obey that? Doesn't that create something in us for our spouses? Wives to husbands, husbands to wives? May God put that kind of love in us. Fellas, this week is husbands. Love your wives. Don't be bitter against them. Christ cherishes, and think about this, Christ cherishes His own bride. When bitterness sets in, you'll cherish everybody else but your own bride. It's just the honest truth. That's the sinful nature of man. Christ cherishes His own bride. May God put that kind of love in us. May He allow us the privilege of truly cherishing our wives. Fellas, ask the Lord to put that love in you. "Lord, would You put a love in me that cherishes the wife You've given me?" Our relationship with our wives, that's our tangible picture of our union with Christ. And our prayer is that the one union will reflect the other union. That's our prayer. Ask Him. Let's all ask Him. I want to ask Him, "Lord, put a love in me for her." I have actually heard men say, I'm going to leave you with this. I've heard this with my own two ears. I have heard men say, "If you treat your wife like that, she will walk all over you." You ever heard anybody say that? "If you treat your wife like that, that woman will walk all over you." All right, well, that's how Christ has treated us. Do we have a desire to walk all over Him? Is that what that all-sacrificing love has produced in us? Just a desire to absolutely walk all over Him? God forbid. Absolutely not. That is wrong. That is not what that produces. That is not what that produces at all. Men, if God will give us a heart and an ability to treat our wives like Christ has treated us, we'll have a mirror image marriage and relationship with our wives that Christ's bride has with Him. May God give it to us. It's a beautiful thing. It's a precious thing. May God teach us, and may He give that to us. All right, you're dismissed. Mm.